Okay, today's daf is Krisus Daf Tes. We are holding on Daf Ches Amid Beis. We are at Tanur Rabbanan Ger Mu'ukav Lechol B'Kachim. It's about seven lines before the end of the page, right in the middle of the line. So we are going to, first of all, today's shir is once again sponsored by Henry Olinsky, L'Zecher Nishmas, his father, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael, Zechron L'Bracha, and the Neshama Shev and Aliyah through the Zechus of our learning. And today's shir is also sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first we're going to discuss the ger and his karbanos, because the halacha by a ger is not only do you need mila and tevila, you also need karbanos of a ger. So we're going to talk about where we know that you need all of those things, but also which karbanos a ger is able to bring, what animals a ger could bring for his karbanos. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to tell us four examples of a case where you bring a karban for doing an avera b'mezid, the same way you would bring a carbon for doing it b'shogeg, and we're going to have the first two examples of cases where you bring one carbon from many different averos, and then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about when does a Nazir Tameh get to restart his count of Naziris Tara. It's going to be Machlokas Tanaim, and we're going to show how our Mishnah must be assuming like one of those Shitos in Tanaim. Then the first Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to give us the last three cases of bringing one Karban for Averos Harbeh. The Gemara is going to give the source for each of those items. And then the second Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about cases where a woman brings one carbon for many leidos. When she gives birth multiple times, that somehow it's only going to be Mechayev one carbon. So let's get started. Tanur Rabbanan. Ger mu'ukav lechol b'kachim ad sheyavi yizkino. A ger is not allowed to eat kachim until he brings his carbon. But hevi prey da'achas shachris ochol b'kachim la'erev. If he brings even just one bird, even though he's going to have to bring two, if he brings just one, he could eat kachim that night, then he could bring the other one later on. Every other time we have a pair of birds in the Torah, one is supposed to be a chatos and the other one is an ola. The carbon of a ger is totally unique. It's two olos instead of one chatos, one ola. If a ger brings a behema instead of an oaf, he's also, instead of two ofos, he's also yotei eschiv. Ola ushlamim yatsa. If instead of bringing two olos, he brings one ola, one shlamim, he's also yotzei. Mincha ushlamim lo yatsa. But if he brings a mincha ushlamim and no ola, then he's not yotzei. Lomar kan el lahakel. Really, he's allowed to bring a behema. We only allow him to bring two birds as a kula, that we let him get away with just bringing two birds. So maishlo mincha ushlamim de lo yatsa d'chsiv kasher tasu ken yase. Why is it that he cannot bring a mincha ushlamim? Because we learn that we're supposed to do the same thing that Klal Yisrael did when they were Nichnas L'Bris at Har Sinai. So Mincha Shlom is not going to do it. Because if that's the case, though, says the Gemara, Ma'atem Ola Ushlamim, Avger Ola Ushlamim. That just like when we were Nichnas L'Bris, it was an Ola Ushlamim, Avger is also an Ola Ushlamim. In Cain, Chavaso Achas Mina Behema, Lo Tiski Ale Begavei, Daksiv Kasher Tasu Ken Yaseh. So how can you bring just one Karban Ola as from a Behema? You're not really bringing the Shlamim. There was a Shlamim at Sinai, so if we're not bringing that, how in the world is that going to match what we did at Har Sinai? So Amar Papa Yesh Lomar La'of Israbi La'olas Behema Lokol Shekain, because we know that when it comes to Of, you're allowed to bring two Ofos that are both in Ola. So if we allow two Ofos that are both in Ola, then certainly we're going to allow one Behema that's in Ola, one Behema which is more expensive, where if you bring two Ofos, you're not bringing a Shlamim, and the Pasuk says that that's okay. So when you bring a Behema, you don't have to bring a Shlamim. Even though we're supposed to match what was done at Har Sinai, that obviously means with the exception of the shlamim. Iachi afilu min chanami. So then the pasuk should tell me that it's good that you could bring just one carbon mincha, because there's a minchas nesachim that's also kulul Hashem. Pasuk says it's just supposed to be kulul Hashem. So miyet kra kain. The pasuk says kasher tasu Kain Ya'aseh. So we learn that it's Kain Ya'aseh, it has to be one of the karbanos that they brought by Har Sinai and not some other karban. So since they brought an Ola at Har Sinai, so we have one pasuk that says it's got to be Kulul Hashem. That already narrows it down to Ola and Mincha. Then we have another pasuk that says Kain Ya'aseh, that it's supposed to match what was done in Har Sinai. That narrows it down to Ola, because over there they had Ola and Shlamim. Of hecha isravi. Where do we find that the Torah tells us that an olas ha'of is enough and that you don't need a shlamim? The Tan Rabbanan, because the Brisa darshins as follows: Kasher tasu ken yaseh. So we learn that whenever a person is megayir, he's supposed to bring an ishe reich nichoach la Hashem. But we darshin that has to be just like the carbon that Klal Yisrael brought when they were nichnas lebris in the midbar. So ma'atem, just like at Har Sinai, was ola ushlamim. Af hu ola ushlamim. So I would imagine the ger is also ola. That were makish the carbon of ger to the carbon of Klal Yisrael Har Sinai. Minai l'rabo says ha'of. How do I know that if you bring an oaf that's good enough? Tam lomar ishei reich nichoach la'Hashem. That another carbon that's called an ishei reich nichoach. Eze davar shekul la'Hashem. What's something that's entirely la'Hashem? Aviomer ola sa'of, which is entirely brought to Hashem. Even the mora and the notes are asr ba'na, as opposed to an olas behema where the or is nitan the kohanim. By an olas behema, it's not entirely Hashem. The hide of the animal goes to Kohanim. So that's where I see the pasuk is specifically telling me you're allowed to bring an oaf. So Yachol Shanimar Ba'afilu Mincha. So I might think that a mincha is also included. Tamalomar Kain. That's why the pasuk says Kain Ya'aseh. They didn't bring a mincha, so we don't bring a mincha. Tanya Idach, another brisa that darshins these halachos. Vasi Sheirech Nichoach La'Hashem. Shomea Ani Kol Sha'ola Li'ishim. I might think that it's Kol Sha'ola Li'ishim Afilu Mincha, that even a mincha is acceptable as a carbon for ger tamalomar kasher tasu kein yaaseh ma'ateh minei damim afheim minei damim, that just like at Har Sinai we brought blood offerings, so too when a person is megayer they bring a blood carbon. Ima atem olu shlamim afheim olu ushlamim. Aye, but in the midbar it was ola and shlamim, so maybe we should bring ola and shlamim. Tamalomar kachem kager yiyeh, that just like we learn kasher tasu kein yaaseh, that we compare a ger to the Jewish people's Knesset Lebris at Har Sinai, Lachemi Kashtiv V'lo L'Kamano Seichem. I've compared them to you partially, but the comparison is not entirely for all of their carbonos, meaning the carbon of the ger does not have to be both an Ola and a Shlamim, like the carbon that we burn in Har Sinai. It's good to have just one of them, and it's mistaver that the one that's going to be is the Ola, which is Kulo LaHashem. Rebbe Omer, to we kadash in the Pasuk as follows, Kachem, the Pasuk says, Kachem Kageri Yeh, that means Kavo Seichem, that you have to be like your fathers, that we darsh in the Hekish as the to teach us the Iker Chiyuv of a Ger at the time that he's Megayer. The Ma'ov Seichem Lo Nichlas Lebris Ela Bemila Utvila VeHartzaas Dam. Just like Avo Seichem, we required all three of these things: Mila, Tvila, and Hartzaas Dam, a Dam Karban. Avheim Lo Nichlas Lebris Ela Bemila Utvila VeHartzaas Damim. Therefore, for all of the future, you want to know how a person is Megayer? It's with these three ingredients: Mila, Tvila, and Hartzaas Damim. Lavi pray da achas yev shoshal matzim mekala Torah kula. And why do you have to bring two ofos? We just said you can bring one ola. If you bring a behema, one is good enough. So why do you need two ofos? Because you never find that you bring just one bird. A bird always comes with a partner. So lamrakan elo lahakel alav. And he said the reason you're allowed to bring a pair of birds instead of behema is a kula, that you're allowed to bring a pair of birds instead of a behema. So the Bryce had said that you can't bring one because there's always two. There's always a second bird. Velo, is that really true? There's never just one bird? Va'atanya, I'll show you a brisa. When a person brings a nidvas ola sa'ov, vihikrivo, matamalomar, why does the pasuk say vihikrivo, lefish nemar, betorim vihikriv? It says by torim vihikriv, shomea ni omer arei alai ola sa'ov, leivchos mishnei predin. So since it says vihikriv, stam, it sounds like a complete carbon, which is a pair of ofos, like the rest of kalatara kula. Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says vihikrivo, afil predachas, that for nedava you could even bring just one bird. You don't need to bring two birds. So chava mi elo ashkan, this is where you're right. We do find that you can bring just one bird by a nedava, but we never find by a korban chova that you could bring just one bird. Vayikah yoledes, when you sure when a woman is a yoledes, demasya ben yona otor lechatos, she brings either a ben yona or a tor lechatos, and there is no shtei predos. There's no second bird. Mishum deika keves ba'adat. There's no second bird, but there's a second animal. So there is a partner for that bird, and that is the keves that she brings, that the chatos of comes together with the keves liyola. You never find the preda achas without any other carbon that's brought with it. So that still stands. That's why when the person is megayer, if they're going to bring a bird, they got to bring two birds, because you never find a carbon chova that's just one bird without something else that goes along with it. Amar Mar, Ma Avosechem Luchos of the Bris Ella. So he said, Avosechem required Mila, Tvila, and Hartza as Dam. So too, Gerim for all time need those three things. So Bishlam, Mila, Dixiv, Kimul, Mayukala, Amayotzim, Inami Mehacha, Ve'ever, Laich, Ve'arech, Misprocesses, Bidamayach, Varmalach, Bidamayach, Chayi, and we dash that Bidamayach, Bidamayach, Chayi refers to Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, that it's in the Zchus of those two mitzvos that we were Nigal, that we achieved Geula. So at the time that we left Mitzrayim, apparently we did Mila. So I understand that there's such a thing as that Mila was necessary at the time of the original Geirus of Klal Yisrael. Hartzaz Damim, Dixiv Veishlach Snarei B'nei Yisrael, and Hartzaz Damim, also the Pasuk says, when we were Nichnas to Bris Bar Sinai, that we brought Olos and Zvachim, and we brought Shlamim, and the Pasuk is explicit about that. There is a Zrikas Dam on the Mizbech. It says, Vayasim Ba'ganos V'chatzi Adam Zar. So we had direct Zrikas Dam on the Mizbech, El Tevila Min Olam. But where do we find that there was a Tevila? So Dechziv, Vayikach Moshe Es Hadam, V'yizrok Al Ha'am. That Moshe Rabbeinu did a Zrikas Hadam, he sprinkled it on the people itself. And we have a Kabbalah, V'ein Hazah B'lo Tevila. There's never a Hazah on people without first being Tovel. So if there was a Hazah, there had to have been a Tevila. It's just a rule that that's the way it works. El Me'ata, He'idah D'lek HaKarban, Lo N'Kabal Gerim. Well, wait a second. If you're going to tell me that there are three things that are necessary to have Geirus, you need Mila, Tevila, and you need Karban, well, wait a second. We don't have Karbanos anymore. There shouldn't be any such thing as Gerim B'zman Hazah. We shouldn't be able to be Mekabel Gerim. And the pasuk continues, "L'doroseichem." So we dash on l'doroseichem that gerus is no hages b'chol adoros. Even if there's no mikdash, a person is able to be megayer. Apparently, the korban is not going to be ma'akev a person's gerus. So. There's machlokes rishonim. Yeah, nowadays the carbon is not going to be ma'akev the geirus. What about bizman abayis? Do we say that the rules changed when we don't have abayis? That when we had a base hamikdash, you had to bring carbon, but if you didn't, you're still a geir, and therefore that rule stays the same. Or is it no? It was an entire change that when it was efshar, then it was ma'akev, and now it's no longer ma'akev. So that's a discussion in the rishonim whether the role of the carbon was much based on shayi kaim. The Brisa says, really, when a person is Makari, they should set aside a quarter of a dinar for the bird karbanos that he's going to have to bring. That if the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt, he's going to bring right away. He should be ready to bring his karban. Rabbi Yochum and Zakai is Mavatalis Takana because that's going to be a big takala. You can have all this kachim money lying around. It's not a great idea. We pass on that a ger is not mafresh a rova lakino because we're afraid of a takala that's going to come out from that. Some say that Ravidi Bar Gershom was commenting on the following brisa. The Tan Rabban Ger Tosha, the Ger Tosha who's makabel not to do avodah zara, he's not makabel all the other mitzvos, he doesn't become a Jew. Mutalas is malacha b'shabbos liatzmah. He could do malacha on Shabbos for himself. Ki Yisrael b'chol shalmoid, the same way a Jew would do malacha on the chalamoid. Meaning for a davar aved he's allowed to do, but a davar she'enu aved he's not allowed to do. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ki Yisrael b'yom tov. No, he's allowed to do ochal nefesh halachos, but he's not allowed to do any davra aved. He has to be like Yisrael and yom tov. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ger Toshav asa b'Shabbos le'atzmo, Ki Yisrael b'chol. Ger Toshav on Shabbos could be like Yisrael on a weekday. He has no isra malacha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ech Ger Toshav Ech Rav Chavim. Eved va'ama toshavim, that a Jew buys an eved and ama not having any intention to convert them, but they're mekabel not to do avodah zara. Osim melacha b'shabbos liatzman ki yisrael b'chol. They could do melacha on Shabbos for themselves like a Jew on a weekday, that they don't have any yisrael melacha, even though they are the avadim of Yisrael. And that's where Rav Yehudi Bar Gershom said in the name of Avodah Barava that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, that both the ger toshav and the eved and ama hatoshavim could do melacha like Yisrael b'chol. So it's one place or the other where he made that comment that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, but that's the second version of where he made that comment. Good, so now the mission is going to list off Elu Mevi'in Al-Azadim Keshoge. The following four Averos, you bring a Karban for Kapara, even if you did it B'mezid, just like you would if you did it B'shoge. Habal Shivcha, someone who's Baal Shivcha Harufi, have a Shivcha Kedamis, that's Mu'ureses to a man, and the Torah says that someone who's Baal has Chayiv and Ayil La'asham. That's whether he was Baal or B'mezid, or whether he was Boel b'shogeg. We're going to see in Machlokas what type of Shivcha exactly and who exactly is the man that she was Meureses to, but this is the concept called Shivcha Charufa. V'nazir shenitma, Nazir becomes Tamei in the middle of his Nazirus to a mace. Torah says he has to bring Shtei Sorim, Shnei B'nei Yonah, Echad L'chatos, V'echad L'yola, Kefas L'yasha. Doesn't matter how he became Tamei. Mezid b'shogeg, he brings the same Karbanos. V'shvuas ha'edus, someone who swears falsely in testimony, about testimony, that someone was Tavea, will come testify for me, and he says, I swear I don't know any testimony. Whether he did that b'mezid or shogeg, he's chayv v'chatos. Shvuas ha'pikadon, someone lied about a pikadon that he's holding on to, he denies it, and he swears to that denial. The Torah says he has to bring an ayil asham. In all those cases, he brings it even if he did it b'mezid. Chamish mevin karbon echad al averos arbe. There are five examples of people who bring one carbon for many averos. We're not going to list all five right now. And there are also five examples that people bring an olav yored for their kapara, meaning that it depends how rich they are. What they bring exactly depends on how wealthy they are. So elam mevin carbon echad al averos arbe. The following are the people that bring one carbon for many averos. Haba al shivcha bios harbe. A person is baal shivcha charufa multiple times. He only has to bring one carbon asham for all of the bios. V'nazir shenitma tumos harbe. A nazir becomes tummy to a mace in the middle of his nazirus many times. He doesn't have to bring carbonos for each and every tumah separately. So the mishnah is gonna, the next mishnah is gonna list the next three that are carbon echad al averos harbe. Haba al shivcha. So first we said someone is baal shivcha charufa is chayv an asham, even if he does it b'mezid. Minalan, how do I know that he's chayv even if he does it b'mezid to bring carbon, such an unusual thing? To Tan Rabban, because the Brisa darshan's a pasuk. Pasuk says by shivcha charufa, v'chiper alav hakohen be'el ha'asham al chataso asher chata. So the double asham chataso asher chata melamed shemaybe carbon echad al averos harbe. That he brings one carbon for many averos. Minislach lemi chataso asher chata. So again a double asham lasus mezid kishogeg, to tell me both halachas in the Mishnah that he brings one carbon for many averos, and that mezid is like shogeg. Nazir shenitma. How do I know that it's true about nazir that becomes tamei, that he brings a carbon even if he became tamei b'mezid? Min nalan. Where is this derived from? D'chsev. Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, v'chiyamos meisalav v'peta pitom, and he becomes tamei. So pesa zeh shogeg. V'cheinu omer im befesa below eva hadafa. We find by the case of a rotzeach b'shogeg, he uses such a lashon of pei tav ayin. So peta means below eva, that he didn't intend to kill the other person. It was done totally b'shogeg. So here also means the guy became tamei b'shogeg. And pitom zeh ones. Pitom means that it happened bal korcho of the nazir, totally not miritzono. And v'cheinu omer, where do we find that pitom is an ones? Pasuk says when Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, v'yomer Hashem pitom el Moshe, that Hashem right away appeared to Moshe. Moshe and Aaron had to leave to the Ohel Moed, is suddenly against their will. So you see, pitom is a lashon of b'li ratzon, it means totally ba'onas. So we see in this brisa that the pasuk is telling me both shogeg and ones. But now the Gemara is going to bring another brisa of the darshins, that a nazir becomes tamei is chayv to bring kabbalas, not only shogeg and ones, but mezid as well. Tiny idach. Pitom ze mezid. Now pitom is talking about somebody who becomes some mezid. V'cheinu amer orum ra'a ra'a v'nistar upsayim avru v'ne'enashu. That from the fact that it says psayim, the lashon of ne'enashu, you see that psayim must refer to someone who violated an avera b'mezid, not because he totally lacked any knowledge, and that's why he's punished. So you see, pisom is the lashon of pesi, which means doing it b'mezid. So v'nichtav kra pisom d'mashma shogeg u'mashma mezid u'mashma ones. So says the Gemara, why does it have to say both peta and pitom? It just say pitom, because pitom would cover everything. It would cover ones, it would cover shogeg, it would cover mezid. So says the Gemara, mezid va'ones kida amaran. Mezid and ones are derived from the word pitom, like we just said, that we find psukim that indicate that. U'mashma nami shogeg, and we know that pitom also implies shogeg. We haven't proven that yet, but now we're proving that. D'chsiv, pesi yamin l'chol davar. The lashon of pesi implies something that someone who makes a mistake and doesn't know the truth. That's a shogeg. V'lo nichtov kra pesa, and therefore we're stuck with this kasha. Why do we need pesa? Just say pisom. Pisom would encapsulate all three possibilities of how one becomes tamei. Now, ikas of krap pisom, the mashma shogim, the mashma mezim, the mashma ones. If we were to use the word pisom, hava amina ki maisi karbon b'shogeg mididave akalat atarakula. I would have thought that the pisom over here is referring to specifically a shogeg case, because in general, that's the only time you bring karbon is waiting to b'shogeg, not ones and not b'mezid. So I would have thought this pisom is being used in the context of just a shogeg. Aval ones umezid aim alal. So kasav rachmana pesa the shogeg who. So the Torah uses another lashon to cover shogeg to tell me that pisom doesn't cover shogeg. So what's pisom about? It must be everything else pisom can mean, which is mezid and ones, and that's how I know that it brings a carbon, whether it's b'shogeg, mezid, or ones. Shavuos ha'edus, we also said in the case of our Mishnah, we said in the case of bringing on ala mezid k'shogeg is shavuos ha'edus. So minalan, how do I know shavuos ha'edus brings a carbon even if it does be mezid? The Tan Rabbanan, Brisa tells us b'kulan by all the averos that are in that same parsha, eating kach and being nichnas mikdash b'tuma, violating the shavuah. It says ne'mar v'ne'elam. It says v'ne'elam that the chiv carbon is only when he lost sight that of the fact that this thing was aser, and that's why he did it. So it was a shogeg. Kan lo nemar v'ne'elam, but by Shavuos Ha'edus it never says v'ne'elam. So from there we learn the chayiv al mezid k'shogeg that he's chayiv al mezid the same way we chayiv al shogeg. Shavuos ha'pikadon. How do I know that Shavuos ha'pikadon is chayiv to bring a korban asham even if he does mezid minalan? So yalif techta techta mishavuos ha'edus. There's a gzer shava techta that it says by both Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos ha'pikadon. By Shavuos ha'pikadon the pasuk says nefesh ki sechta mal mal ba Hashem v'kichesh ba misul b'pikadon. By Shavuos Ha'edus says nefesh. So we see that they're linked with each other, and therefore, if Shavuos Ha'edus chayv karbon on mezid, so too Shavuos ha'pikadon. Then we said in the Mishnah, Chamisha mevin karbon echad al averos harbe. V'katania ba'al shivcha bios harbe. We said if someone is ba'al shivcha charufa multiple bios, he brings one carbon for all of those multiple bios. Minalan, how do I know it's one carbon for many averos? The Tan Rabban, the Brisa tells us as follows: V'chipar lo v'koyin be'ala asham al chataso asher chata. So they use the double expression chataso asher chata. Malamit shemevi karbon echad al averos harbe. That someone is ba'al shivcha charufa brings many carbonos, one carbon rather for many averos. V'nisach lo mechataso and the other time he uses the double expression tells us that he brings a carbon for a mezid the same way he would for a shogeg, as we already darshaned earlier. V'hakra kiksiv b'mezid ksiv. So says the Gemara, why do you need this price to tell me the din of a mezid that he's like a shogeg from the double expression of the pasuk chatasor shechata? Just look at the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about a mezid because the pasuk says beferish bikoris tia, and the cham darshin that we're going to see in a couple of days to be mechayev shivcha malchus, and chiv malchus obviously is only about a mezid. So if anyway we're already darshing that this parsha is talking about mezid, why do I need chataso asher chata to tell me it's talking about mezid? We already know it's talking about mezid. Ela ema lasos shogei kemezid. The pasha pshat in the parsha is that it's talking about mezid. How do I know that he's chayev a carbon even when he does b'shogeg? That's the double expression of chataso asher chata. So b'amir b'chanina tirna amir Rabbi Yochanan, haba al chamesh shvachos charufos behelam echas. Let's say a person goes on a shivcha charufa spree. He's ba'al five of them behelam echas. So mahu. How many karbanos? For each one or just one? Samle chayev al kolachas v'achas. Chayev for each one. Umayshna chamish alemos b'shivcha achas. Why is it any different than mechamish alemos b'shivcha achas? Someone who violates five bios on one shivcha in five different periods of forgetfulness. Why should that be any different? Where he's only chayev one karban. Amle ein shivcha, meaning normally either halemos are mechalek or gufin or mechalekin. One or the other would be enough to be chayiv separately. So how come when he violates five separate women, five separate shivcha charufas, it's five separate kapanos, but halemos harbe on one, it's only going to be one? So amalei Rabbi Yochanan's difference is as follows. That ein shivcha achas gufin mechalekin. One shivcha is not gufin mechalekin. All five times it's on the same person. And therefore, even though he was bowler five separate times, since it's one guf, he's only chayev one karban. Chamesh shvachos gufin mechalekin. But chamesh shvachos are gufin mechalekin, and since they're gufin mechalekin, muchlakin yechayev al kolachas va'achas. Uminal learned the gavi shivcha gufin muchlakin. How do I know there's such a din by shivcha harufa that the carbon is talui entirely on gufin muchlakin, on being different people, and that as long as it's different people, yechayev multiple carbonos? Amalei lav amit gavi arayos. Because don't we say that by arayos, when the pasuk tells us about arayos v'isha, it says ve'el isha binidas tumasa lo tikrav. So that's extra, because the Torah could have just said Vel Nida B'tumasa. Why does it say Vel Isha B'nidas Tumasa? Who else is going to be in Nida? Obviously it's an Isha. So why does it say Vel Isha B'nidas Tumasa? L'chalik al kol Isha V'Isha. To tell me Yechayv separately for each and every Isha separately. So Gabi Shivcha Nami Ksiv Asher Yishka Ves Isha Shichvas Zera V'hu Shivcha Nechrefes L'Ish. The pasuk continues L'chalik al kol Shivcha V'Shivcha. It also could have said V'hu Nechrefes L'Ish V'hi Nechrefes L'Ish. So without the word shivcha, so why does it have to mention shivcha? To tell me yechayev al kol shivcha v'shivcha. Good. Now we have a machlokas about a nazir that becomes tamei. When exactly he restarts his nazirus tara? Nazir tumas habrei. If a nazir became tamei multiple times, he brings one carbon. So mantana. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Which of the Tanaim in the following brisa conforms to our Mishnah? So Amrav Chista, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudhi. Our Mishnah fits nicely with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Nazirus Tetara Mishvi'i Hu Dechayla Alei. Nazirus Tetara begins from the seventh day of his Tumah. It's already Chal, the Nazirus of Tara, meaning the day that he's getting the second Hazza'ah of the Efer Parah, of the Mei Parah, of the Mei Chatos, and not only on the following day after the 7 days of the Tara process, when he brings his Karbanos, but even on the seventh day, the day that the Tara process is going to be completed, that's when we consider the Nazirus Tahara to restart. So we find a case of Tumas Harbe, like in our Mishnah, where you're only going to bring one set of Karbanos, Kigon Shenitma, Bishvi'i, Bechazer Nitma, Bishvi'i. How are you going to find such a case? The guy keeps on becoming Tamei, Bishvi'i. See, if he becomes Tamei before Shvi'i, then it's just the same Tumah, then it's no Chiddush that he's going to bring one set of Karbanos. If he becomes Tamei already, Bishmini, so then he was already Chayiv in the first Karban, of course he's going to have to bring a second set of Karbanos. It's not going to be covered in one set of Karbanos. So where can you have a case where he's done with the Tumah, and yet if he becomes Tamei again, it's still going to be one set of Karbanos. It has to be that you're assuming that the Nazirus Tara starts Bishvi'i, but he can't bring a carbon yet till Shmini, so the Chiv carbon hasn't set in, and he becomes Tamei again Bishvi'i. So that's the case. So Kivin Dol Yatzis L'Shah Ru'uya Lakrav Karbon, since he never had a moment where he could bring the carbon because the eighth day hasn't arrived yet, Einu Chayiv El Karbon Echad. That's why he's only Chayiv one carbon. Di'i Rebbi, because if we're going to assume that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi, disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Kivin Dom Rabbi Nazirus Tara Ad Shmini Lo Chayla Alei, since Rabbi also the Nazirus Tara does not begin until the eighth day when he could already bring his karban, well, according to Rabbi, if you become Tamei on Shvi'i, you're still within your first Tumah, so it's one big Tumah, it's not going to be considered Tumos Harbe, and if he keeps coming Tamei on the eighth day, well, since in the eighth day in the morning, as soon as he wakes up, he's ready to bring a karban. So now when he becomes Tamei again, he's going to be chayv separately. It's going to be a separate carbon. From the fact that our Mishnah says that Nazirus of Tumah could be multiple Tumos and one set of Karbanos, that shows that we must be going like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Where do we find Rabbi Yosef Yehuda saying this? The Tanya. Because the Brisa says when it comes to a Nazir that becomes Tamei, the Pasuk tells us, V'kidesh Yisrosho Bayomahu. So first the Pasuk tells us the Karbanos that he brings for his Tumah, and then it says that he has to be Mekadesh again his Rosh and begin the Nazirus Tara Bayomahu. So what's Bayomahu? Which day? Bayom Havas Karbanosav. Bayom Havu means what the pasuk was just talking about, the day that he brings his Karbanos, Divrei Rebbe. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Bayom Teglachto. It means the seventh day, not the eighth day that he actually brings his Karbanos. That at the end of the pasuk, it goes back to describe Teglachas Bayom Hashvi'i. So it means it's going back on what we said earlier about Teglachas Bayom Hashvi'i. So when it says Bayom Havu, it's not going back on what was said right before, but what was said before that. Meaning, so we said Teglachas, we said Karban, and then we say Bayomahu. So Rebbe says Bayomahu is going back on the Karban. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's going back on the Tiglachas. And Tiglachas happens on day 7. Okay, new Mishnah. So as we said, in the last Mishnah we said that there are going to be 5 cases where you bring one Karban from many Averos. Mitzvos, but we only mentioned two of them. So now we're going to have the other three. So the first one relates to a Sota. A man is Mekane his wife that she shouldn't be alone in a room with another man, and she violates it, and she goes alone in a room with this other man, and we don't know what happened in there. So the husband has to bring a Minchas Sa'orim to be bodek her with the Mayim Hamarim. So says Gemara, two other things that you bring carbon echad, even when there's a reason to think that you should bring more than one carbon. Hamakani li'ishtal idei anoshim harbe. A person warns his wife about many different men that she shouldn't be alone with them, and she's nistar with many of those men. So the husband only has to bring one minchas sa'orim for all of them. So that's as far as sota is concerned. Next topic in the Mishnah is going to be about the Tara of Mitzora. Just a little bit of background. The Tara of Mitzora happens on the day that he's Nisrape. From his Nega, he brings two birds. One that they shecht al Mayim Chayim, and the second one they dip together with an Eitz Erez and a Shnitz Halas and an Ezov into the Mayim Chayim and the dam of the shechted one, and they sprinkle from that on the Kohen. The Kohen sprinkles that on the Mitzora seven times, and then the Mitayher is Mechabes his Begadav, he's Megaleach Sa'aro, he's Tovel, and through that he becomes Tahar and he's allowed to be Nichnas back into the Machna. But he's still Metami Kesheret and he's also Metash B'Shamita for the next 7 days. On the seventh day he's Megaleach again, all of his hair, he's Mechabes his Begadav and he's Tovel again, and now he becomes Tahar even from Tumas Sheret and he's a Tvul Yom until that evening, but he's still Mechusar Kippurim, he's not allowed to eat Kachim until he brings his Karbanos on the Yom Hashmini. So Mitzora Shenisnaga Nigoim Harbe. If you have, after he's already Mitzar from Tumas, from the original Nega, by bringing the Shtei Tziparim, and even counted the 7 days, then the Nega came back, or a new Nega came back, before he brought the Karbanos on Yom HaShmini, and that keeps happening before he brings his Karbanos, so it's only going to be one set of Karbanos, even though it's many different Negaim. Hevi Tziparin, if the Mitzora brought his Tziparin on the first Nega, Vinis Naga, and then he became a Mitzora again, Lo Alu Lo Achi Avi Chataso. The Tziparim won't count for his Chova until he brings his Chatas as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achi Avi Ashamo, that it's not totally in Havas Chatas, but in Havas Asham. That even if he becomes a Mitzora again, right away after he brings his Asham, but he has not yet brought his Chatas, he does not have to bring the Tziparim again for the first Nega. That it's only if he's Nis Naga before he brings the Asham that he's going to have to bring the Tziparim again on the first Nega. So now, going back to the Sota case, Mi Nolan, how do I know that this din, that it's one carbon that the Baal brings, even though the woman was with multiple different men, she had Stira with multiple different men? Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Sota, Zos Torah Saknaos. So the Lashon of Torah Saknaos implies that this Parsha is one Torah that includes many things. So the Gemara darshins that it tells us, Torah Achas Likinuy in Harbe, that there's one Minchas Sa'orim that's said in the Parsha is for many different Kinuyim. So you see that one Karbon Mincha for many different Kinuyim is going to be good enough. Mitzorish and Snaga Negoyim Harbe Minalan, how do I know that one Karbon is good enough for many Negoyim? Dechsiv Zos Torah Ha Mitzorah. So we darshin, that's telling me, Torah Achas L'Mitzorayim Harbe. Once again, one Torah for many Mitzorayim, meaning one set of Karbonos for many different Tzoras. Hevi Tziparim, we said if he brings Tziparim to be Mitar himself from Tumas Tzoras, Vinis Naga, Lo Alu Lo Achiyavi Chatas of the Tziparim won't count until he brings his Chatas, but Vidomer Achiyavi Yasa Shamo, that it's not totally on the bringing of the Chatas, but the bringing of the Asham. From that Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like if he's Nis Naga before he brings his Chatas or his Asham, he's going to have to bring Tziparim for the first Tumah again, aside from the Tziparim that he's going to have to bring for the second Tumah. So he's going to have to bring a set of Tziparim for each Tumah. Aiva Amrit Ein Mevi El Karbon Echad. Wasn't the whole point of our Mishnah that he doesn't have to bring a separate set of Tziparim for each Tumah, that he's covered with one? So Chesur Mechsevachi Ketani. You have to add something into the Mishnah. Hevi Tziparim for the Mitzorah brings Tziparim for his Tara, and he has not yet brought his Karbonos Vinis Naga, and then he becomes a Mitzorah again. Ein Mevi Ella carbon echad. So the halacha is it's only one carbon for the, both tumos. And the Tana adds, we are kovea the carbon if he has to bring the carbon ba'ashirus or carbon ba'anius, lo mikva atchiyavi chataso. That kvius is not done until he brings his chatas. Meaning, after, since the carbon chatas and the ola that the mitzvah brings is going to be on the eighth day of his tara, there are carbon ola v'yori, that if he's an asher, he brings from a behema, if he's an ani, he brings from an ov. So if that's the case, we have to know when we're kovea that status. When are we kovea, whether he's an asher or an ani? So that's what the Gemara is saying, that's what the Mishnah is trying to teach me. That it's not nikva at the time that he brings the tziporim, it's nikva at the time that he brings the chatas. And that's what the Tana is saying, that the tziporim are lo alulo, not that they don't count. They count. You bring the same tziporim for multiple tumos. Lo alulo means they don't determine the time of the bringing of the tziporim, don't determine what he is. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakama, who says that the carbon is not nikva, is nikva dafka b'shas chatas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, atchiyavi ashamo, that it's mishad that he brings his carbon ashab, that the din of the carbon is nikva, even if he has not yet brought his carbon chatas. So now another Mishnah where we have this same machlokas, when the kavius happens as far as the mitzvah status, and over there we're going to see who the Tanakama is that disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. So Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah elsewhere in Maseches Negaim mitzora shevi ashamo vehashir. Let's say mitzora brings his carbon ashram, then he becomes rich. Hakol olich hachachatas. Everything is determined by the time he brings his chatas. If when he brought his chatas, he was an ani, and he brings a chatas, a bird chatas, so he could bring an ola that's a bird ola as well. Even though now he's a very wealthy person, and if at the time that he brought his chatas, he was an ashir, and he brought a behema for a chatas, he has to bring an ola from behema, even if he subsequently became poor. Div Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yudomer hakol. Rabbi Yehuda says it all follows the Asham. So Gemara brings a brisa that quotes a third shita. Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Hakol Olichachar Tziporin. That it all depends on 7 days earlier when he brought the Tziporin, when he starts his count of Tahara. That if at the time that he brought his Tziporin he was an Ashir, then the Chatas and Ola of a week later are also going to have to be from a Behema, even though he got poor, he became poor somewhere in between, and the reverse as well. If he got rich somewhere in between, he's going to have to still only have to bring birds. I'm Rabbi Damrav Shlashta. These three Tanaim that disagree about when the kavius happens of the Ashirus or the Anius of Mitzora, Mikra Echa Darshu. They all darshan from their shitos from the same pasuk, and none of this is misvara. It's all they all hold it's gzeres hakasuf. In the end of the parsha of Karban Olav Yorid of Mitzora, the pasuk says Asher Lo Tasig Yado B'Tahara So. So from Lashon B'Tahara So, we learn that the din of the carbon is nikva at the time of his tahara. That's where Lo Tasig Yado matters. That if he's poor, he brings a smaller carbon. If he's rich, he brings a bigger carbon. So Rav Shimon Savar, Davar HaMechapro. That what's B'Tahara So? That which is Mechapro for his Avera. A Chatas is Mechapro for his Chet of Mitzora. Tzaras doesn't just come because it comes because of an Avera. So a person did an Avera, he needs a Kapar of that Avera. That's what the Chatas does. So Tahara over here means from an Avera. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Davar HaMachshiro. No, refers to not that which is coming to be Mechaper, but that which is coming to be Machshir, which is the carbon Asham. It's not being Mechaper for a particular Avera, it's Machshir him to eat Kachim, because it's the Dam of the Asham that they put Al Tanuch Ozen of the Mitzorah and Al Bahonos Yad of Raglo in order to be Machshir him to eat Kachim. Rabbi Loz Ben Yaakov Savar, no, what does Tahara so mean? Tavara Gorim Lo Tahara. It means what Tahara normally means, that it's Gorim Lo Tahara, he's no longer Tameh. Umay Nihu, what gives him a certain sense of Tahara, not full Tahara, but at least starts the path? Tziporim, the Tziporim that he's going to bring him before the 7 days, that begins the Tahara process and is Metarim from the most intense level of Tumah. So that's what it's referring to. Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to discuss, again, a continuation of what we've been discussing, one carbon for many things. We're going to have the final example of one carbon for many Leidos. Hishashi Yelda Velados Harbe. If a woman has many children, she gives birth to a Nekev, Teva, and the May Tara are 80 days, and she's chayiv a carbon at the end, v'yipila b'toch shmonim, and she has a miscarriage within those 80 days, nekeva, and the miscarriage is nekeva, v'chaz v'yipila b'toch shmonim, nekeva, and again, she keeps having nekeva miscarriages within 80 days of each other, v'amapelas ta'omim, or a woman who miscarries twins, whether they're zecharim or nekevos, so the case is, she has triplets, in she's pregnant with triplets, and after she's mapil the first one, the other two are still there, and the second one comes out a little while later during the Meitara of the first one, and the third one waits a little longer and comes out during the Meitara of the second one. So it's one carbon, even though it's many different events of Ledo or many different Hapalos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in both cases. This woman that's Mapil, many Vlados, Bezeh Achazeh, and each one was Betoch, the Malos of the Leda or the Hapala that preceded it, Mevia al Harishon, Ve'ina Mevia al Ashnia. She brings the carbon on the first Vlad, not on the second Hapala, because since it was during the Yemei Tara of the first one that she brings the Karban, Mevia al Ashlishi, but she does bring on the third one, because that was no longer during the Yemei Tara of the first one, even though it was during the Yemei Tara of the second one. So it turns out she only brings on one and three, and not on the second one. And the Karban of the first blood will not pater anything that happens after its own Malos. So ve'ena mevia ala revi'i, and she would not have to bring on the revi'i, because that's betoch l'malos of the third one, and the third one she did have to bring. So that's the Mishnah Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara on the bottom of Tesam and Beis.